It's the time of the morning that we talk health matters. We talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and Shona Sani is standing by to talk to us this morning from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. She's the nutrition science leader, and today we're talking about whole foods. Shona Sani, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to the listener. Thank you for having me again this morning.
It's a pleasure. Always good to have you. And whole foods is our topic. And the question is, what are we referring to when we use the term whole foods?
When we refer to the whole foods, mostly we are speaking about plant-based diet of mainly unprocessed as well as minimally processed food. So this includes things such as your whole grains, your fresh vegetables and fruits, your legumes, nuts and seeds, which are health-promoting foods that are nutrient-dense, high in fiber, and also free from food additives, added sugar, fat, as well as salt.
Okay, so in other words, good foods.
Yes.
And have South Africans been consuming whole foods? That's the question.
In South Africa, from the study that was done from 1994 to 22, there's been an overall increase in energy intake, sugar-sweetened beverages, processed and packaged foods, animal sources food, as well as added caloric sweeteners, while the consumption of vegetable actually decreased. So in particular, the consumption of processed and packaged foods such as soft sugary drinks, sauces, dressing, condiments, and sweet savory snacks, they had the most drastic increase by more than 50%. Mm. So another study that was done in 2016, they found that among respondents of 15 years and older, the consumption of sugary drinks, including fruit juice, during the day or night before the survey, it was 35.7% and 36.5% for respondents who consume fried foods at least once per week. So the consumption of poor food and drink choices, it started at an early age with at least once per week. And also they found that consuming salty snacks as well as a lot of sugary drinks, a lot of people, they usually took it a day before the survey. So this increased quickly to 64% as well as 33% respectively of children between the age of 18 to 23. So these statistics show that whole foods have not been particularly been part of most of the South Africans' diet. Most people are now consuming more of a processed as well as ultra-processed food rather than consuming whole food.
And Shona Sani, what is the difference between unprocessed or minimally processed foods and processed foods and ultra-processed foods?
When we refer to unprocessed or minimally processed food, we are referring to foods that are in their natural state or changed slightly to make them edible. In this food, there is no sugar, fats, or salt added. They also contain no additives and they are nutrient dense, as well as a good source of vitamins, minerals, and fiber. And when we talk about processed food, they still resemble the original food item, but processing is used to increase the convenience or the shelf life of the original food or to enhance the color or the taste. They may contain either sugar, fats, or salt, and in some instances, they may also contain additives, but still contain essential nutrients. When we talk about ultra-processed food, these have an industrial formulation or refined or processed to the point that they contain very little or none of their original food. Mm. So these foods are usually intensely tasty. They also have a long shelf life and they usually require no cooking. They are high in sugar, fats, as well as salt. And also they contain additives such as stabilizers and preservatives and also are known to be of empty calories, which means that they don't provide you with any calories as well as calories that will be able to sustain you. Mm. As well as other nutrients like your vitamins and minerals. And usually they contain very little vitamins and minerals on them.
Okay. And can you provide us with some tips to incorporate more whole foods into our diets?
Yes, a person can include more whole foods in their diet by choosing a variety of food that are affordable and in season. This can be achieved by drawing up a food budget and keeping this budget in mind when planning for the week ahead and writing down your thoughts in the form of a meal plan and then compiling a shopping list and only buy the items that you need when you go shopping. They can also enjoy a healthy eating plan, also means preparing food in a healthier way. For instance, eating raw vegetables, as well as using cooking methods such as boiling, grilling, and baking instead of frying, because this will help also to decrease our intake of fats. We can also include indigenous vegetables and fruits, which are a good source of vitamins and minerals, and also should be included mostly where possible. We can also try to eat frozen as well as dried vegetable as part of our healthy eating plan. The other thing that's also important is when it comes to legumes, because they take time to cook, we can soak beans as well as chickpeas and other legumes overnight, as this will be able to reduce the cooking time as well as help reduce bloating. We can also drain the soaking water and use fresh water for cooking. If you have the capacity, we also advise that you should double up the amount that you're cooking, such as things like your brown rice, your dry peas, dry beans, as well as lentils, because you can also use this with the same family, with the other dish like your stews, to make them more, as well as to ensure that you are still getting some nutrients. You can also plan to use your leftovers for few breakfast, lunch, or dinner throughout the week, so that you can be able to reduce the time spent cooking, or for the days that you feel tired, you don't want to cook. So the other also important thing that is that we need to look at the table with the nutritional information on the food level. This we need to look, for example, at the sugar, the saturated, the sodium or salt content, because this will be able to help us to know if the product is high in sugar or in salt as well as in fat, so that we can try to avoid those food.
Okay, so it boils down to reading the label as well to know what's in it.
Yes.
And Shonsani, more information, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material available. How can listeners get in touch?
Listeners can get in touch with us by calling us on 021-422-1586. They can visit our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za. We do have quite material that can help them with guiding them on which food are whole food. And also, we are also available on Facebook, X, TikTok, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
Great. Shonsani, thank you very much and have a good week.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and also have a good week. And thank you to the listeners.
Thanks, Shonsani. That